Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Are you having the kind of day that Jimmy Butler is? That's really my only question. If you are, well, you're going to get your blood to boil, aren't you? You're going to get fired up. You're going to raise your heart rate. You could potentially cause yourself some problems. But if you're Jimmy Butler, well, maybe it just turned into a really good basketball game. That's my biggest question, is what happens from here? If you're Karl Anthony Towns or Andrew Wiggins, or you're one of the third stringers that Jimmy reportedly chose for his team to run full court with in practice on Wednesday, and you're fired up because you guys just beat the other starters. Maybe you're Tom Thibodeau and you're thinking this is exactly what we need, a Jimmy Butler to come in here and whip everybody into shape. Or if you're the general manager and you got screamed at, now what? Now, I will say, when I thought about and read about, mulled over this Jimmy Butler situation, watched the interview that he did with Rachel Nichols, I immediately jumped to Odell Beckham Jr. But there are two differences to me. In the case of Jimmy Butler, it was in-house. Number one most important thing, it was in-house. None of that gets out if somebody doesn't tell Adrian Wojnarowski and others. Now, I would say that this kind of news, this kind of development, this kind of surprise, most human beings don't keep it to themselves. Some will, some won't. The fact that he showed up for practice for the first time after holding out, that wasn't going to be a secret. But then, according to multiple reports, the gym was so stunned by the way he acted and by this, as he calls, raw me, this raw Jimmy Butler. And as he explains to Rachel Nichols, he was just so full of emotion and intensity and passion and probably some frustration, some disappointment, some anxiety. All of that comes pouring out of him. And he directs it at his teammates and at the general manager who's there. At least it was in-house. And I get it. It didn't stay a secret. But it's not as though Jimmy Butler did that in his sit-down with Rachel Nichols. Nor did he throw any of his teammates under the bus. So I think it's interesting to hold up the Odell Beckham Jr. interview with Josina Anderson and Lil Wayne. And then to compare that with the conversation that Rachel Nichols had with Jimmy Butler. Now, he's not happy. Neither is Odell. Both of them are disgruntled. Both of them are frustrated with their organizations. Both of them are disenchanted with teammates. But if you watch the Jimmy Butler, while he indicates that he's not happy, and while he talks about a situation that he believes is likely not going to be fixed, in no way does he point the finger at his teammates. In no way does he say it's this guy's fault or that guy's fault. In no way does he throw anyone under the bus. Now, he may have done that in practice. But if a lot of these other rumors are true about the dissension in the ranks, about the problems between him and Karl Anthony Towns specifically, which sometimes can be about alpha males, sometimes can be about sharing the basketball, sometimes it can be about stealing some guy's girl. Doesn't always have to be that way. Sometimes it's just personality clashes. Not every team with alpha males and major superstars, guys who can create and who can score and who can take charge, not every team meshes the way that the Golden State Warriors have. Don't look at that as the norm. Look at that as the gold standard, because that's special what those guys have done with four All-Stars in their starting lineup. And now making room for another one in Boogie Cousins. I mean, that is unique. It's not the norm. So in the case of Jimmy Butler and his teammates, it could very well be a variety of different things. Maybe it can't be fixed, though he and Tom Thibodeau have a really good relationship. Maybe now that the communication is open, maybe the organization, the front office, talks to Jimmy and they figure something out. In the NBA, guys don't hold out. I don't know what he's going to do now. But it's certainly not a ripe trade market because everybody knows he wants out, which means the Timberwolves are not likely to get a good haul in return. What caused all of this? There's where the mystery lies. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for all of your gifts, your memes, your videos. It's good stuff. Producer Chris is retweeting them. So you can send your Jimmy Butler memes and assorted other social media tools to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to my Twitter, A-Law Radio. And also some of you have sent hysterical ones to our Facebook page, which I'm finding. I mean, some of these guys, I don't know them all, but the Steve Harvey one is hysterical. The Jack Nicholson. Sorry. I do that sometimes. The Jack Nicholson one is awesome. I really like the one between the guy and the girl, which the girl's pleading, I need you to need me back. And her face is so emotional. And some of you have actually found Jimmy Butler memes themselves. And so these are awesome. You can send them to our Facebook page, again, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, or you can find me on Twitter. Ed chose to send me a gif of a squirrel dumping an acorn down onto the top of a person's head, which, you know, if that was all that happened, maybe it wouldn't be so unique. I still have no idea how it got behind my sunglasses. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. With all of the speculation, with all the rumors, Reed Forgrave is on the scene in Minneapolis for CBS Sports HQ.
Part that hasn't been reported here is out in Los Angeles, LeVar Ball is incredibly jealous because right here in Minnesota, where I live, we have the best reality show going in the NBA right now. I mean, this is such a soap opera. Look, the Timberwolves, it's not like this came out of nowhere 3 weeks ago. They've been warned again and again and again by Jimmy Butler's camp that this was going to explode if they didn't trade him. Well, they haven't traded him, and according to reports, they haven't made what sounds like a good faith effort to trade him. So what does Jimmy Butler do? And what sure sounds like a very orchestrated piece of the theatrics, scheduling the interview last night and then having an interview scheduled for after practice. And what does he do at practice? He reams out his entire team.
Well, orchestrated? I don't know. It doesn't sound like. Thank you, Reed Forgrave on CBS Sports HQ. Yes, the interview with Rachel Nichols was pre-scheduled to take place Wednesday after practice, but it doesn't sound like his theatrics, doesn't sound like his emotion was something that he expected ahead of time. He just said all of his emotion came out at one time at practice. It was like he threw up his emotions all over the Minnesota Timberwolves. And what he told Rachel Nichols in the interview that Reed referenced, if you haven't seen it, I would recommend you checking it out. It's all over ESPN or the family of websites. Rachel's fantastic at what she does, and she has great respect with the members of the NBA community. What he said was that he just hadn't played basketball in a long time, and it felt so good to get out there and compete again because it's his choice to hold out. I'm sure he doesn't need to be reminded. It was his choice not to join his teammates at the beginning of preseason, was his choice not to be there. So he hadn't played basketball in that competitive setting in such a long time that all of that fire just came gushing out of him. He also did admit to Rachel that, you know, probably wasn't the right thing to do, that he said some things that he shouldn't have said, similar to Odell Beckham Jr. But again, the major difference is that Odell chose to air his grievances all over national TV and all over the web, whereas Jimmy kept it in house. his conversation with Rachel wasn't critical of his teammates or his coaches. What came out were the reports. So somebody found Adrian Wojnarowski. Somebody found this guy. Somebody found that guy. That wasn't Jimmy. Actually, I guess maybe it was, but if you watch the interview, he could have been the source, right? But if you watch the interview, it doesn't sound like he's doubling down. He's not super proud of the fact that he took everybody to task and that he kind of lost his cool. Now, why is all of this come to a head for Butler and the Timberwolves? Do you remember how he was injured for a good portion of the second half last season? And the Wolves, they got themselves in position to have a playoff spot for the first time since, was it 03? It might have been 03. Forgive me for not remembering off the top of my head. But it had been more than a decade for the Timberwolves in the postseason. And so he comes back, and they make this incredible run into the playoffs. They get hot. They move their way up in a crowded West to the point at which, for a while there, they were 4 or 5 seed. I mean, they were in that position. And then if I'm not mistaken, they faded back to 8th and they took on the Rockets in the opening round. Okay, so then they were unceremoniously ushered out. But the way that they made this run, how exciting it was for the Timberwolves fans and Butler being a part of that. But apparently, now this is his words to Rachel Nichols, 4 days after the season, he told Tom Thibodeau that he wasn't happy. 4 days after the season, he told him how he felt, that he didn't feel appreciated. And that's a direct quote. I just want to be appreciated. It's along the same lines as the respect. I just want the respect. Well, how do organizations let athletes know that they respect them? They go out of their way to give them what they want. And sometimes that's a contract. Sometimes it's renegotiating. Sometimes it's making that athlete a priority over somebody else. So think about the huge contract that Karl Anthony Towns signed. If you're an alpha male, a lot of times you're comparing yourself. Hell, humans compare themselves to everybody else around them, and they measure their own success or their own worth based on everybody else. It's a big trap we fall into as human beings. Comparison is it's a tough road to walk down. So he was offered, according to multiple reports, a 4-year, $110 million deal. He told Rachel that was accurate. He didn't accept it. He could have had a shorter-term contract with more money if the Timberwolves had chosen to move some pieces around, like the Golden State Warriors have done, right? If they could have finagled and move pieces, they would have offered him or could have been able to offer him more money. Is that what he's upset about? He doesn't really say in this conversation with Rachel exactly what concrete piece of disrespect from the organization led to this. So there's still a lot of speculation. Again, he doesn't pinpoint one thing or two things, but Towns getting the big deal, him not feeling like the organization would go out on a limb to give him the same money as Towns. Maybe that's it too. He said he wanted to be appreciated. He just wants to be appreciated. He wants to be needed. He wants to know that the organization wants him. And for different athletes, that means different things. So I don't know who is still interested in trading for him. There had been some talk of the Miami Heat really wanted to bring him on board. But maybe if he shows up at practice again, if he goes in there and he energizes the gymnasium again, if he does the Jimmy Butler version of the mic drop again, well then, maybe it starts to become evident that they could need that leadership. They really could use that leadership. Or maybe it is unfixable. Butler told Nichols it's not fixed. It could be fixable, though he doesn't believe it will be fixed. And Minnesota had already gone ahead and shared Butler's medical information with the Heat late last week. But over the weekend, trade talks broke down. One other factor. Butler, who's extremely competitive, has a lot of fire, brings the intensity. He may not be the most talented guy on the court, but he's going to be the most intense, and he's going to bring leadership through that example. The energy, the heart, that's what Butler brings to the table. He obviously is a great defender. He can score for sure. Some of the reports indicate he's been frustrated with the fact that all of his teammates are not committed to winning the way that he is. These are all such intangible things. It's so difficult to know for sure what would change the situation, what would fix it, what would make him happy, what would make him feel like he was respected and appreciated and needed there. So we'll see how it plays out. Soap Opera Central in Minneapolis. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. What are your Jimmy Butler blow up the gym memes? And then Facebook page too. Some of them are cracking me up. I knew you guys would come through with the memes. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I've now seen my new favorite GIF to describe the Jimmy Butler situation. It's on our Facebook page. You got to go check it out. It's Shaq. But there are some great Jimmy Butler faces, too. That man, he's capable of expressing himself with eye rolls and grimaces and just good stuff. The nonverbal, the cock of the head. Oh, yeah, no, you need to check those out on our Facebook page. And then Chris is retweeting some of the GIFs and memes that you've put up on our Twitter, which is either me, A-Law Radio, or us, After Hours CBS. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Again, 855-212-4CBS. I have a big announcement coming up after the update. In the next 10 minutes, you're not going to miss it. It's one of your favorite things we've ever done on the show, and we're about to do the second installment, the rematch, if you will. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, or if you think you do, well, 10 minutes, you'll know for sure. Big announcement. Luis is listening in Ventura, California. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, this whole Jimmy Butler thing, I don't know. I mean, it can go either way, but it's just like, I think he's just trying to make a big name for himself and just trying to get that publicity.
You think he would go to these lengths just to be in the headlines?
Yeah, because he's always been like the second guy, you know? He's never been the number one.
So then what's the end game?
Well, I mean, he's trying to get that name. The names are there, but he's trying to be like the number one spot.
Right, but just because you do a sit down with Rachel Nichols, just because people are talking about you and you're trending on Twitter, that doesn't make you a number one. It's what you do on the court that makes you a number one.
Not that. Not just the interview, but all the drama that he's creating.
Yeah, I don't. You know what I mean? I understand what you're saying. That sometimes people act out. Humans sometimes they act out because that's how they get attention. I just don't know what that would benefit him, because eventually it all dies down. If you're not playing, for instance, let's say he holds out and he's not with the Timberwolves. At some point, people just forget and they move on and they find some other drama to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I just think it's all an act.
All right. Well, we'll see, because the season tips off sometime in the next week. So it push is going to come to shove here in a minute.
We'll see. Hey, hey, I love you. I love you, Amy. You're badass. You're badass.
Well, that's a great compliment. Thank you, Luis. Bye.
All right. I hear from Cali.
All right,
Cali,
cool. Baby. Thanks so much for listening.
All right, cool.
Rashad is in Atlanta. Bye. Rashad is in Atlanta. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
Good.
I'm trying to figure out. I keep getting teased about this Jimmy Butler coming to my favorite team, the Heat. Is he going to come? Are we not offering him enough? I just don't understand what's going on no more.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does. That it looked like that was going to be a possibility because you don't generally exchange medical information on players if you aren't serious about bringing that guy in. In fact, it's a violation, probably of privacy info if you're not planning on actually exchanging players. But it turns out that they're not talking right now, at least not that we know of, that talks broke off over the weekend.
Okay, so as of right now, he's not coming to the E.
Right. As of right now, he's not going anywhere.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get an understanding because I'm so lost now. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I was happy. I was getting ready to order me a Jimmy Butler jersey. I don't know what's going on. So I had to ask, the expert of what's going on because I'm lost.
Well, the last we've heard is that over the weekend, even though it looked like the two teams were going to potentially make a deal for Butler, that the talks broke off. And right now, nothing. In fact, Butler, maybe that's why he decided to show up in practice on Wednesday and that he plans to be in practice again on Thursday.
Okay, I guess I'll just keep on hoping and wishing something else comes through.
Yeah, even if it doesn't happen right now, it could, if the situation doesn't get any better, it could at some point take place. The thing is, now other teams around the country have the upper hand because everybody knows Butler is unhappy. And if he continues to hold out or things get really bad in terms of the tone of the locker room, well, then the team will have no choice but to move him or they'll self-destruct.
Because I know at one point in time, didn't he say he wanted, that's where he wanted to come play at, in Miami?
That I don't know about. That part, if you heard that, then that's something I haven't heard.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I am kind of hoping we do need a celebrity type guy there. So I am waiting for, I'm hoping he does come.
I kind of feel like Jimmy Butler in South Beach might be a good match.
I think so, too. That's why I'm hoping he comes.
All right, man. We'll stay on it, and we'll let you know when we hear something else.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Rashad. I don't think that necessarily talks are dead there, only that they kind of reached a spot at which, hey, they weren't going to come to an agreement. Sometimes it's about taking a break. It's about looking at things differently. And now in light of what's happened with Jimmy Butler, the fact that he did practice on Wednesday, and it was essentially – there's a bunch of different ways it could play out from now, but it was essentially just Butler throwing up all of his emotions, all of his intensity. Everything just came pouring out of him on the basketball court. And you can imagine these guys click into intensity mode when they're playing. And he hadn't played in so long. And he actually told Rachel Nichols, I thought this was really interesting too. He told Rachel that he can be really tough on his teammates, but he feels like that's his way of leading. That's what he brings to the table. He brings out the best in his teammates, like Wiggins, like Karl-Anthony Towns. He says, of course, these guys are the most talented, the most God-gifted players on our team, but I'm the one who plays the hardest. I'm the one who goes out there and gives it every ounce of everything I've got every single time, whether it's practice, whether it's games. I bring the passion. That's how I lead. That's how I show you that I'm all in and I show you that you can count on me. So it's a different type of personality. Obviously, he's a talented player, but he wants more from his younger guys. So maybe this is his way of challenging them. It could actually, if you know anything about teams and human nature, it could actually be a catalyst for the Timberwolves, but it could also be a ticking time bomb, in which case they could try, but if it's always combative, it's not going to be great for their locker room. So we'll see. I don't know what happens next. I don't know if we get the same type of reports from practice on Thursday. But I love all your Jimmy Butler memes and GIFs. I knew that you'd come through on social media. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And coming up, we've not only got the NLCS and the ALCS in our sights, we've got a major show announcement. Get ready. It's back.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We're down to a 1-in-4 chance for the Houston Astros to repeat as World Series champs. But man, they've got some potential humongous obstacles in their way. First, of course, the Boston Red Sox, who don't have a lot of guys left over from 2013, but they do have a formidable lineup. First time in the ALCS for them since the last time they won the World Series. And their manager, of course, is extremely familiar with the Astros because Alex Cora was a bench coach for AJ Hinch last year as the Astros were making their way to the World Series. So that's your ALCS matchup, and we'll get to that coming up. You've got everything from George Springer to Alex Bregman and their postseason killers to J.D. Martinez, who already has 6 RBI in the postseason after he had, 130 during the regular season. You've got Chris Sale. You've got Justin Verlander, Garrett Cole, David Price, the back ends of these bullpens. So I'm amped up, and I really hope the ALCS lives up to billing, lives up to the, what is it, almost 220 wins between the two of them. Not quite, but, you know, you're talking about the first time that we've seen two teams with as many victories meet in the ALCS since 1977. And then in the NLCS, the Dodgers, there's still so much of that striving for redemption, trying to win their first. You may think the Dodgers have been around for a long time. They're perennial playoff team, and they are. They've won 6 consecutive NL West titles. But think about the disappointment for them. Every year since 1988, they have been stopped short of another World Series. I mean, we're talking about a storied franchise that has a lot of playoff appearances with this particular group and this particular era, but not much to show for it. And Dave Roberts was speaking about that need for redemption. He was doing that just in the couple of press conferences as they get set for the opener on Friday night. Weird to have it on a Friday night, but that's what Major League Baseball chose. I know that baseball this time of the year is attempting to avoid conflicts with football. And so Friday and Saturday nights, while you do have college football on Saturday, you don't have to worry about the NFL. On Sunday, you do, though. You've got Red Sox hosting game 2 against the Astros up against, this is worst case scenario, up against the best football game of the weekend, or at least the best matchup on paper in the Chiefs and the Patriots. So NFL always wins. It's a behemoth, but I'll be interested to see what the ratings look like. Thank God for DVRs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We've given you the toll-free line, 855-212-4227. We'll get your calls here momentarily. You're sending me your Jimmy Butler memes and GIFs on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. And I've got something to share with you. I'm so excited. Well, I'm not really that excited. It's a potential choking hazard, but we know that many of you enjoyed our first ever Chubby Bunny contest.
Chubby Bunny.
Uh-huh. It was a year ago, actually a year and a half ago, because if I'm not mistaken, we did it in April before Peter Schwartz left the show on a regular basis. So that was April of 2017. And Pete, while we get him, you know, a couple of Sundays a month, and now it looks like we're going to have him on Wednesday nights with us, like he is, he's with us tonight doing updates. We don't have him as much anymore. So we had to carefully plan it. Pete then had a big accident. We lost Tom. We replaced him with Chris. And so a lot of moving parts, but we believe we're ready to share with you that this time next week, the second annual Chubby Bunny Champion will be crowned. I couldn't do it because I was laughing so hard. Also because I have a very strong gag reflex. So I was out after 6 marshmallows. If you have not seen last year's Chubby Bunny contest, it's actually something that my family will watch on YouTube because it's so ridiculous. We'll tweet it. You can check us out After Hours CBS on Twitter. I'm going to retweet it as well. We want everybody to know, big announcement this time next week, 2018 version of Chubby Bunny. Can Peter Schwartz defend his title? It will be Pete, who's agreed to come back and show us how it's done. And then Chris will have his first foray into Chubby Bunny, though Chris tells me he's never done this before. Is that's the case, Chris?
I have not. I'm a rookie.
Had you heard of Chubby Bunny before?
Never.
But you've watched the video of our ridiculousness last year.
I did my scouting.
Did you? And so what do you think? Isaac's got a big, really big mouth.
Yeah, I think Pete will present a challenge. I think he's definitely the head-to-head competition, but I'm not going in scared. I'm confident. I'm ready to go.
You know, it's really funny. Tom was out first because Tom, I think, only put like 4 marshmallows in before he threw up. It was kind of gross. We'll make sure that there are trash cans available for those people who need to throw up quickly. I mean, at some point, I almost threw up too, but I was third. Isaac thought you could eat the marshmallows. That's how little Isaac knew about Chubby Bunny when we first started. But he did really well. He pushed Pete to the brink. So next week, mark your calendars. It'll be a Wednesday night, and we will do Chubby Bunny here on the show. And then, of course, we'll have a colleague film it so you can put it up. We'll put it up on social media so you can see it. I mean, why not? We should make fools of ourselves, because if you're not having fun... Well, if we're not having fun, you're not having fun. And if you're not having fun, then what's the point of doing a radio show? So, as you can hear me, I'll try to back away from the microphone when I'm laughing my rear end off. All I did was laugh. That was one reason why I did not win. So, I don't know. Here's the secret weapon. At some point very soon, Chris has to have his wisdom teeth out. So, we might be able to catch him when he's still recovering, in which case he could be an easy out. We might be able to steamroll right over him, bury him in marshmallows. So I don't know. I'm thinking we take any advantage we could possibly get.
If I get a marshmallow stuck in a socket, that's not going to be a good look for anybody.
No, don't ever say that again. All right, so I'm going to retweet it. We're going to have pictures. We're going to have videos. I can't believe we're going to do this again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Mike is listening in Oregon. Mike, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, thanks, Amy. I was curious to see where you think Butler would go if they do get rid of him. I think it'd be entertaining for him to go to the Lakers or the Rockets. Where do you think he would go?
Yeah, considering the amount of money that he wants, if he becomes a free agent, then he could pick wherever he wants, right? But here's the deal about Butler. He wants to be the man. I'm not sure. He wants to be on a team that has an established alpha male and a guy who's already the man 100 times over, like a LeBron James. I think it would be interesting in Miami, and there is definitely talk that Pat Riley and the Heat are still interested, only that they couldn't quite come to an agreement, so they took a break from the trade talks. So if the Timberwolves trade him, he doesn't get to pick, right? He has to go wherever the team sends him. And that's why I think he's playing with fire here. If you don't want to be there anymore and you go back to the, you know, the offseason and you demand a trade, well, then the Timberwolves control your fate. Think about the situation with Kawhi Leonard. Do you think in a million years he wanted to go to Toronto? Maybe he's happy there. Maybe they'll have a great year. But do you think that was even on the top 5 destinations that he wanted to go to?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I suspect that if it's not a place where Butler's interested in going, maybe he throws another bit of a fit and says, okay, I'm not going to re-sign there. Kind of like Kawhi has said, I'm not re-signing in Toronto. I'm still interested in going to L.A. Maybe then that has the team slam the brakes on. We'll see. He can obviously make a lot of noise and make this difficult.
But Butler can't carry a team. I mean, he doesn't have a jumper to save his life, not even a mid-range jumper. I mean, he's all to the basket. There's no way he can carry a team.
Well, I mean, he can get hot every now and then. But don't tell Butler that, because he doesn't believe you.
I mean, look at Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's a better player than him all around, and he's choosing to not be not even the first man or second man, but the third man. So winning hopefully will come into his mind at some point.
Okay. No, I mean, he says that's the major goal. He says that's why he's disenchanted with the team, is because they don't want to win as much as he does, and he's tired of losing. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's fascinating. Right. I would agree with you, though, that the personalities, the meshing, like, if you want to be the man, you got to be prepared to carry that load. So we'll see. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Amy.
Sure. Tommy is in Yuma, Arizona. Tommy, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, Amy. Love the show. I get excited about your program because you get excited. This is a great time of the year. Everything's happening.
Uh-huh.
I have a horse in the race. I've got the Dodgers.
Ah.
Been a Dodger fan for a long time. I grew up in the Twin Cities. My dad was PR director for a lot of things. So I kind of grew up with this, and I love the way that you're prepared And when you started talking about the chubby bunny, I started laughing here listening to you.
Okay, good.
I had so much fun with that because you had so much fun.
Because we're
that.
Idiots? Oh, yeah. No, we're total idiots. We do not take ourselves too... Well, I don't take myself seriously. Sometimes I wonder if other people do around here, but I do not. So I try to make sure we know that this is about the most self-deprecating program you can find. So.
Here's my take on the Jimmy Butler.
You got to hurry up or we're going to have to wait till the top because we're only 30 seconds from the end of the show.
If he wanted to go, he'd been gone already.
Okay.
I think he's going to stay. He's a part of it that makes the Wolves great and fun to watch. Amy,
okay.
Love the show. Keep
Perfect.
Up the great work.
Thanks,
you
Tommy.
Get excited. We're excited.
All right, Tommy. Good to talk to you. And Yuma, appreciate that. And he had a nice, concise opinion. Yeah, I think his relationship with Thibodeau makes a difference, too. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.